Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Maseches Psachim, Daf Kuf Yadal, the 10th Perek, Arvei Psachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah discusses the order of the Pesach Seder with the Machlokas about how Kiddush is said. Mazgul Kos Rishon, they mixed and poured the first cup of wine for him. Bishamai says, Mevarcha Ayom, Va'achakak Mevarcha Yain. He says the Bracha on the day Kiddush, and then he says the Bracha on the wine, the Brei Pri Agafen. And Beisila says, Mevarcha Yain, Va'achakak Mevarcha Ayom. He says the bracha on the wine, and then he says the bracha on the day. Abrais explains that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel each have two reasons for their position. Beis Shammai say Kiddush comes first, Mifnei Shayayim Gormel Yayin Shiyavo, because the day causes the wine to come. Rashbam explains that's only because it's Yantav that wine is being drunk before the meal. Ukvar Kiddush Hayom Badain Yayin Loba, and the day was already sanctified before the wine came to the table. And Beis Hillel say Bori Priya Gavim comes first, Mifnei Shayayim Gormel Kiddush Yatei Hamer, because the wine caused the Kiddush to be said. The Rashbam explains that one cannot say Kiddush without either wine or bread. And davar acher, birchas hayayin tadir, u'birchas hayom eina tadir, tadir she'inu tadir, tadir kodem. Alternatively, the bracha over wine is frequent, and the bracha over the day is not frequent. And the rule is that in the case of a frequent thing and an infrequent thing, the frequent thing comes first. Point number two, the next Mishnah continues to teach the order of the Seder. First it states, Metabo Bechazeres, he dips the lettuce to perform the ritual of Karpas. The Rashbam explains that the Mishnah describes eating as dipping, because in those times they would dip whenever they ate. And the Mishnah teaches that lettuce may be used as Karpas, even though it will be also used as Maror. Then, following Karpas, he viu a fan of Matzah Bechazeres Becharosis Ushnei Tavshilin. They brought before matzah, lettuce for maror, charosis, and two cooked items. The Gemara discusses why the Mishnah requires lettuce to be brought for maror if lettuce was already eaten for karpas, and why we don't say that the mitzvah of maror was already fulfilled then. Rish Lakish says, Zos omeres mitzvos srichos kavana. This teaches that mitzvahs need kavana, meaning it's because the lettuce eaten as karpas was not eaten with intent to fulfill the mitzvah of maror, that the mitzvah was not fulfilled, and lettuce must be eaten again, specifically as maror. The Gemara dismisses this proof by suggesting a different explanation for lettuce being eaten a second time after the mitzvah of maror was fulfilled during karpas. So that there'll be a distinguishing factor for the children. The Rashbam explains that eating lettuce a second time will provoke children to ask questions, as it's unusual to eat vegetables twice during a meal. And point number three, the Gemara elaborates on the Mishnah statement that shnei tavshilin are brought. My shnei tavshilin, what constitutes two cooked items? Among the opinions the Gemara cites is that of Rabbi Yosef, who says, Sarek shnei mini basar echad zecher pesach, the echad zecher chagiga. One must have two types of meat, one as a commemoration of the Karban Pesach, and one as a commemoration of the Karban Chagiga. Rashbam explains that this is the Chagiga that was brought together with the Karban Pesach. The other views accept that shnei tavshilin commemorate these two karbanas, but argue that foods other than meat also achieve this. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah discusses the order of the Pesach Seder with a machlokas about how Kiddush is said. Mazgul Kos Rishon, they mixed and poured the first cup of wine for him. Beis Shammai says, Mevarcha Yom V'Achachach Mevarcha Yain. He says the bracha on the day, referring to Kiddush, and then he says the bracha on the wine, the Brei Pri Agafen. And Beis Hillel say, Mevarcha Yain V'Achachach Mevarcha Yom. He says the bracha on the wine, and then he says the bracha on the day. So Abrais explains that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel each have two reasons for their position. Beis Shammai say Kiddush comes first, Mifnei Shayom Gormel Yayin Shiyavo, because the day causes the wine to come. And Rashbam explains that's only because it's Yantav that wine is being drunk before the meal. Ukvar Kiddush Hayom V'Adayin Yayin Loba, and the day was already sanctified before the wine came to the table. Beis Hillel say the Borei Pri Agafen comes first, Mifnei Shayayin Gormel Kiddush Yatei Hamer, because the wine caused the Kiddush to be said. Rashbam explains that one cannot say Kiddush without either wine or bread. And davar acher, birchas hayayin tadir, birchas hayom eina tadir, tadir b'sheinu tadir, tadir kodem. Alternatively, the bracha over the wine is frequent, and the bracha over the day is not frequent. And the rule is that in the case of a frequent thing and an infrequent thing, the frequent thing comes first. Point number two, the next Mishnah continues to teach the order of the Seder. First it states, Metabo Bechazeres, he dips the lettuce to perform the ritual of Karpas. Rashbam explains that the Mishnah describes eating as dipping, because in those times they would dip whenever they ate. And the Mishnah teaches that lettuce may be used as Karpas, even though it will also be used as Maror. Then, following the Karpas, he viu a fan of Matzah Bechazeres Becharosu Shnei Tavshilin. They brought before him Matzah, lettuce for the Maror, Charoses, and two cooked items. So the Gemara discusses why the Mishnah requires lettuce to be brought from Maror if the lettuce was already eaten for Karpas, and why we do not say that the mitzvah of Maror was already fulfilled then. Rish Lakish says, Zos omeres mitzvos srichos kavana. This teaches that mitzvahs need kavana, meaning it's because the lettuce eaten as Karpas was not eaten with intent to fulfill the mitzvah maror, that the mitzvah is not fulfilled, and lettuce must be eaten again specifically as maror. The Gemara dismisses this proof by suggesting a different explanation for lettuce being eaten a second time, after the mitzvah maror was fulfilled during karpas, kiheche de lahavi heker latinokos, so that there will be a distinguishing factor for the children. The Rashbam explains that eating lettuce a second time will provoke children to ask questions, as it's unusual to eat vegetables twice during a meal. And point number 3, the Gemara elaborates on the Mishnah statement that shnei tavshilin are brought. My shnei tavshilin, what constitutes two cooked items? Among the opinions the Gemara cites is that of Rav Yosef, who says, Sarich shnei minei basar echod zechu pesach, ve'echod zechu chagiga. One must have two types of meat, one as a commemoration of the Karban Pesach, and one as a commemoration of the Karban Chagiga. The Rashbam explains that this is the Chagiga that was brought together with the Karban Pesach. The other views accept that shnei tavshilin commemorate these two karbanas, but argue that foods other than meat also achieve this. All right, so now we go to Simfer Daf Kuf Yud Daled, and the simon is a kiddie amusement park. Kiddie amusement park. So here goes. The mock seder at the kiddie amusement park got out of hand when some children started fighting over which bracha to say first at kiddush, while others wouldn't stop dipping, splashing water all over to cook foods. Once again, slow motion. The mock seder at the kiddie amusement park. Kiddie amusement park? That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud Daled. The mock seder at the kiddie amusement park got out of hand when some children started fighting over which bracha to say first at kiddush. Which reminds, Beis Shammai says that one says the bracha on the day kiddush first, and then he says the bracha on the wine. Whereas Beis Hillel says he says the bracha on the wine first at kiddush, and then he says the bracha on the day. A Bryce explains that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel each have two reasons for the position. Beis Shammai say kiddush comes first because the day causes the wine to come. Rashbam explains that it's only because it's yantav that wine is being drunk before the meal, and the day was already sanctified before the wine came to the table. Beis Hillel say the borei priya gavim comes first because the wine causes kiddush to be said. The Rashbam explains that one cannot say kiddush without either wine or bread. And also, birchas ha-yayin tadir, birchas ha-yom eina tadir, tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodim. Alternatively, the bracha over wine is frequent and the bracha over the day is not frequent. And the rule is, in a case of a frequent thing and an infrequent thing, the frequent thing comes first. So the mock seder at the kiddie amusement park got out of hand when some children started fighting over which bracha to say first at kiddush, while others wouldn't stop dipping. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the Mishnah requires lettuce to be brought from maror if lettuce was already eaten for karpas, and why we do not say that the mitzvah of maror was already fulfilled then. Reish Lakish says, Zos omeris mitzvos srichas kavana. This teaches that mitzvahs need kavana, meaning it's because the lettuce eaten as karpas was not eaten with intent to fulfill the mitzvah of maror that the mitzvah was not fulfilled, and lettuce must be eaten again specifically as maror. The Gemara dismisses this proof by suggesting a different explanation for lettuce being eaten a second time after the mitzvah of maror was fulfilled during karpas. So that there will be a distinguishing factor for the children. The Rashbam explains that eating lettuce a second time will provoke children to ask questions, as it's unusual to eat vegetables twice during a meal. So the mock seder at the kiddie amusement park got out of hand when some children started fighting over which bracha to say first at kiddush, while others wouldn't stop dipping, splashing water all over too. Cook foods. Which reminds us, the Gemara elaborates on the Mishnah statement that shnei tavshilin are brought. My shnei tavshilin, what constitutes two cooked items? Among the opinions the Gemara cites is that of Rav Yosef, who says, Sarich shnei minei basar echod zechu pesach ve'echod zechu chagiga. One must have two types of meat. One is a commemoration of the Karban Pesach, and another as a commemoration of the Karban Chagiga. And the Rashbam explains that this is the Chagiga that was brought together with the Karban Pesach. The other views accept that shnei tavshilin commemorate these two karbanas, but argue that foods other than meat also achieve this. So once again, the mock seder at the kiddie amusement park got out of hand when some children started fighting over which bracha to say first at kiddush, while others wouldn't stop dipping, splashing water all over to cook foods. All right, now it's time for a four blah bat chazara. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Simmer Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. While the guests are drinking four cups of wine at the double gold key ceremony, that must be run Daf Kuf Yud. While the guests drinking four cups of wine at the double gold key ceremony were protected from Mazikin as Birchos Kohanim was recited, which reminds us, on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, Gemara introduced the concept of zugos, pairs, that one should not do certain activities such as eating or drinking in pairs. This means that one should not eat an even number of the same food or an even number of the same beverage. Rabbeinu Bakhi writes that the avoidance of pairs is a concrete expression of our rejection of dualism, the heretical belief that there are two deities. Eating in pairs enables demons or sorceresses to harm a person. On our daf, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baruch Huna were leaning, and both said, Shalom wa tova mitzarf, l'ra lo mitzarf. Shalom, meaning the seventh cup, which corresponds to the seventh word in the last bracha of Birkas Kohanim, combines with the other six cups he drank for good, but does not combine with drinking eighth cup for bad. Therefore, there is no danger in drinking eight cups. The Rashbam explains that since the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose to convey his brachas to the Jewish people through the seventh word, Shalom, no harm in the world can come of it. The Gemara brings Rabba and Rav Yosef apply the fifth word of the middle bracha, v'chunaka, the same way, and that therefore there's no harm in drinking six cups. And then Abai and Rabba apply the third word, v'shmerecha, in the first bracha, similarly, and that there is therefore no harm in drinking four cups. The Rashbam explains that as the harmful effects of zugos diminished from generation to generation, the Rabban ruled more leniently. So while the guests drinking four cups of wine at the double gold key ceremony were protected from Mezikin as Birkas Kohanim was recited, the table of demon phobes, which reminds us that the Gemara presents the general rule that demons will only be particular to harm someone who's overly concerned with the issue of zugos, but even someone who's not particular about the issue should take basic precaution. So while the guests drinking four cups of wine at the double gold key ceremony were protected from Mezikin as Birkas Kohanim was recited, the table of demon phobes who got carried away and drank 18 cups were in for a sorcerer's surprise. Which reminds us, in addition to the danger from Mezikin, demons, that zugos poses, they also expose a person to danger from kshafim, sorcery. The Gemara teaches that while even numbers of pairs such as 10, 8, 6, and 4 are safe nowadays with respect to Mezikin, these numbers and even higher numbers are still dangerous with respect to kshafim. The Gemara illustrates with the story of the woman who performed sorcery on her ex-husband whenever he would drink wine in her second husband's store. Her efforts were usually unsuccessful because he made sure not to drink zugos. But one time when he lost track after drinking 16 cups, he drank an even number of cups and her sorcery caused him to burst. Daf Kuf Yudov, so the Simra Kuf Yudov is a kayak, so here goes. The demonic kayak race, that must be run Daf Kuf Yudov. The demonic kayak race, which required participants to pass between dogs, palm trees, and women, which reminds the Gemara brings a brace that says there are three things that may not pass between two men, and that we may not pass between them, and they are the dog, the palm tree, and the woman, some say also a pig, and some say also a nachash, a snake. Rapapa, as explained by the Rashbam, states that if one of these does pass between them, one should say a series of psukim that begin and end with the word kel, God, or lo, no. And this is referenced to psukim in Parshas Balak, where Bilam blesses Bnei Yisrael and states that no harm will come to them, and that they are worthy of bracha because there are no diviners or soothsayers among them. So the demonic kayak race, which required participants to pass between dogs, palm trees, and women, through the valley of death, where people slept in the shade of lone palm trees and the moon, which reminds Rabbi Yitzhak taught. What's the meaning of the pasuk, Gam ki elach begeitz al maves lo yirara ki ata imadi? Though I walk in the valley overshadowed by death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Zeha yashim betzel deko yechidi betzel levan. This is a reference to one who sleeps in the shade of a lone palm tree or in the shade of the moon. The Gemara explains that it is only dangerous to sleep in the shade of a lone palm tree if there is no nearby palm tree whose shadow falls on the first one. The Rashbam explains that a demon lurking under a palm tree will move to another one that's nearby rather than harm someone who sleeps under the first tree. The Gemara then proves that this is only true in a field. In a courtyard, on the other hand, it's always dangerous to sleep under a lone palm tree. And the Rashbam explains that there's no room for the demon to leave because it's enclosed in the courtyard. It remains beneath the palm tree and harms the person. So the demonic kayak race, which required participants to pass between dogs, palm trees, and women, through the valley of death where people slept in the shade of lone palm trees and the moon, was won by the billionaire scholar who was blessed with great fortune. Which reminds the Gemara teaches that there are two ketiv demons, and each one is active during a different half of the day. The one that's active before noontime is ketiv meriri, and the one that's active after noontime is ketiv yashud saharayim. So once when Abai was going along with Rapapa on his right side, and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua on his left side, he saw a ketiv meriri demon coming towards him on his left side, towards Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. So Abai switched Rapapa to his left side and put Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua on his right. When Rapapa asked Abai why he was placed in harm's way, and Abai seemingly had no concern for him, Abai responded, times are good for you. The Rashbam explains that Abai meant that since Rapapa was wealthy and blessed with good fortune, he will not be harmed by a demon. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Simra Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The poor Rubik's Cube teacher, Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The poor Rubik's Cube teacher who treated his Shabbos like chol sold his last Rubik's Cube to purchase abrikosos of the Seder, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that even an ani who's supported from the tamchui must fulfill the mitzvah to drink the abrikosos. The Gemara explains the lesson of the Mishnah that even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, "Aseh Shabbos chol v'al tistara kabrios," make your Shabbos like a weekday and do not be dependent on other people, hach mishum parsim anisa mode. Here, because of publicizing the miracle, he agrees. In other words, even though Rabbi Kiva maintains that one should not accept staka in order to honor Shabbos, one should do so in order to drink 4 cups of wine at the Seder and thereby publicize the miracle of Yetzias Yisrael. So the poor Rubik's Cube teacher who treated his Shabbos like chol sold his last Rubik's Cube to purchase abrikosos for the Seder, as well as a book for his young son, Free of Mistakes, which reminds us that when Rabbi Kiva was in prison, he told Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai 5 pieces of advice, one of which was, "Kushat melamedes bincha lamdehu b'sefer muga," when you teach your son, teach him about the Sefer that has been corrected and is therefore free of mistakes. Rava and some Sefer Masharshi explained that specifically B'chadita, when teaching new material, it is imperative that one use a book that is free of mistakes because Shabashta Kevin Da'al, once a mistake enters a child's mind, it enters and it's hard to correct. So the poor Rubik's Cube teacher who treated his Shabbos like chol sold his last Rubik's Cube to purchase abrikosos for the Seder, as well as a book for his young son, Free of Mistakes, titled Travel Tales of Terror on Tuesday and Friday Night, which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa that one should not go out alone at night on Tuesday nights or on Friday nights because Agras Bas Machlas, a female demon, and 18 myriads of destructive angels go out there. The Gemara explains that these were prevalent every night until Agras Bas Machlas encountered Rabbi Kiva Mendoza. She told him, "If not for the fact they announced in Shemayim, beware of Hanina and his Torah, I would have endangered you." So he told her, "If I'm held in esteem in Shemayim, then I decree upon you that you never pass through populated areas again." When she begged him to reconsider, he allowed her to go out on Tuesday nights when villagers do not need to travel to the city the night before for Torah readings or travel home the next day, and Friday nights when people are not permitted to travel. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Simra Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. A geek. So here goes. The geeky bachelor. Geeky? That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The geeky bachelor who lived in the big city for years, which reminds us, there are 3 people about whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces their virtue every day. About a bachelor who lives in a large city where temptations are common and he doesn't sin. About a poor man who returns a lost object that he finds to his owner. And about a rich man who takes miser from his produce in private and thus avoids flaunting his wealth. So the geeky bachelor who lived in the big city for years was in shock. He got lashed for testifying alone about his neighbor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a list of 3 people Kadosh Baruch Hu hates, Hamadabra Echor Bepeh Ve'Echor Bolev, one who says one thing with his mouth while meaning another in his heart, one who knows testimony about his friend but doesn't testify on his behalf, and one who sees that his friend committed an aver involving a rias and testifies about him alone without a second witness. And the Gemara illustrates the last case with the story of Zigud, who testified alone about Tuvia before her papa. When her papa had Zigud lashed, Zigud asked, "Tuvia chata v'zigud mingad? Tuvia sinned and Zigud is lashed?" Her papa told him that 2 witnesses were required for Beis Din to act, and he testified alone, and therefore he's just merely defaming him, meaning that he's being mosti shemra about him. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak says in the name of Rav, Mutalasanoso, the lone witness is allowed to hate the person who did the aver, and he bruises from the pasuk. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Mitzvah lasanoso. It's a mitzvah to hate him in such a case, as it says in the pasuk, Yiras Hashem, snos ra, fear of Hashem is hatred of evil. So the geeky bachelor who lived in the big city for years was in shock. He got lashed for testifying alone about his neighbor, who was an arrogant pauper that no one could understand. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a list of 4 people who behave in a way the mind cannot tolerate. Rashbam explains that people cannot understand the behavior, and Rashi explains that even the perpetrators regret their own actions eventually and are ashamed of themselves. A pauper who is haughty, a rich man who denies a valid financial claim against them, an old man who commits adultery, and a communal leader who imposes himself upon the community for no reason. Rashbam explains that he enjoys the honor his position brings him, but he doesn't help his community in their hour of need. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erva. Number 1, which stuff do you learn that one should not testify against someone regarding a Dvar Erva as a single witness? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn that even Rabbi Akiva, who holds Aseh Shabbos Chachov Al Tistara Chabrios, would agree that an Ani should attain 4 cups of wine for a person in Nisa? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 3, which daf do we have Malchus Beis Shem Beis Hillel regarding which comes first at Kiddush, the bracha on the yom or the yayin? That's on Daf Kuf Yadal. Good. Number 4, which daf do we learn that one of the 4 people whose behavior is difficult to understand is a pauper who acts in a haughty manner? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5, which daf do we learn that demons typically harm people who are overly concerned about them? That's on Daf Kuf Yud. Good number six. Which stuff you learn? The reason for being told by the lettuce twice is to get the children to ask questions. That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Dal. Good number seven. Which stuff you learn? That Abai was not concerned about Rapapa being harmed by the Ketuv Mariri demon because they don't harm people blessed with great fortune. That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Dal. Good number eight. Which stuff you learn? That over time the final words in Birkos Kohanim made it permissible to drink 8, 6, and 4 cups of wine and not be concerned about zugos. That's on Duff. Kuf Yud. Good number 9. Which stuff you learn? According to Rav Yosef, the Shnei Tavshilin are two pieces of meat, one representing the Pesach and one for its Chagiga. That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Dal. Kuf Yud Dal. Good number 10. Which stuff you learn? The Rav Akiva taught Rav Yishim Bar Yochai that a father should teach his son new material from a sefer free of mistakes. That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Beis. Good, now the three bonus questions. Number one, which stuff you learn about the concept of a Beinoni? That's on Duff. Samach Aleph and Brachos. Good, number two, which stuff you learn about the six shofar blasts that occur Erev Shabbos? That's on Duff. Hamed Hay and Shabbos. Good, and number three, which stuff do we discuss breaking a fast before Shabbos? That's on Duff. Mem Aleph and Erev and Exonar. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.